opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers. Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win. All
right! If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Well, it's not Mark, the man I love, Mark Harrington. That's the truth. This is the coach, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I'm sitting in today for Mark. Got a little bit of a cold. And yeah, I'm still alive and well for all of you out there who used to listen to me here at WRFD. It's probably 10 years ago. It's been a long time. And Alan Rogers in there running the board for us today. And it's great to be back here. And I'm just so grateful to Mark that he gave me this opportunity to sit in for him here this weekend. And I'll be in next weekend as well. We're doing a show that I think is going to be very, very impactful. And happy that you would tune in. And for those of you who don't know, just a real quick update. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer was a guy who was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in London back in 1997. Walked away from teaching and coaching for a while. Started Pass the Salt Ministries. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but the salt loses its savor. It's henceforth good for nothing, except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men." And I've been, for lack of a better word, I've been salt in the wound of the body of Christ, really, for 13 or 14 years. It's a different call that I have. I understand that. I'm a coach. I'm not a pastor. Although I guess we're all ministers of the gospel. My calling is to try to coach and to build up the body of Christ to be more effective in this cultural war. So we do edgy stuff. My website is CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I got all the Facebook stuff. You can find all that stuff there. But just real honored to sit in for Mark today. I've got a great guest. In fact, we're gonna do a two shows here with my buddy Michael Massey. For those of you who've never heard of Michael Massey, Michael has writes what's called the Daily Rant. You can find him at M-Y-C-H-A-L, Michael Massey, M-A-S-S-I-E.com. Now, I got to know Michael really Gettysburg. I went to Gettysburg, the battlefield, July 4th of last year with Pastor James David Manning out of Harlem and Michael Massey and several others to try to do something about this racial reconciliation and how if we are ever going to be effective as the body of Christ, we've got to get away from this black-white paradigm and understand that there's only two races, those racing for heaven and those racing for hell. And I've spent the last 4 or 5 years actively trying to partner with some of my as Michael would say, or Manning, Pastor Manning would say, East Side brothers to try to bridge that gap. And Michael Massey, God bless you, Michael. Thanks for being on with us here this morning at WRFD. And I know Mark Harrington wouldn't mind if I said this. Welcome to Pass the Salt with the Coach. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing well. I thank you for having me on. I would just say that my website address is michael-massey.com.
Yep, michael-massey.
michael-massey.com. And I tell everyone, do not go there if you're a liberal, if you're a wishy-washy Christian, if you're stupid, if you're ignorant, and if you're a hater, do not go to my website. And definitely do not go to my website if you believe in African American and if you believe in slavery was this and that and the other. Stay away from my website. I'm telling you, if you're a dumb white person, and especially if you're a dumb black person, do not go to my website. Stay away from michael-massey.com. There's no place for you. You'll end up angry and upset.
Michael, I didn't tell people, and maybe they gathered from this conversation, maybe they haven't, that you are a black man. In fact, Michael, you don't like to be called that. You definitely don't want to be called African-American. But, Michael, tell the story about you receiving the award as the Black Conservative of the Year and why you didn't receive that award, Michael, or why you refused to accept it.
I don't view myself as an African-American. African American. I first of all, none of my relatives are from Africa. And I can trace my family back to, and have traced my family back to, the Carter Plantation in Front Royal, Virginia. So, again, I don't buy into all of that. I do not place ethnicity over nationality. I'm an American. In America, we are Americans. Born, bred, raised here, we are Americans. To this whole ethnicity thing, be darned. It's nothing but divisive. It is Leninist in origin, and it has no place. And two years ago now, I guess, I was, or maybe it was last year, I don't know, the confluence of time, but I was contacted, and I was going to be recognized and brought into Washington to be the receiver of an award as the outstanding African-American something or other, I don't know, something. And I told them I couldn't accept it, and they said, why? I said, I'm not African. And they said we didn't mean this or that and the other. I said, fine, give the award to an African, give it to someone that's from Africa that came over here legally, and they have the assignation African American. I'm an American. So if you've got an award for an outstanding American, I'm all in. But I'm not African. And to that point, I was not in 2008 when I was recognized as the conservative man of the year for the entire country. I wasn't recognized as the conservative color of the year. I was recognized as the conservative man of the year for the entire nation, period. There was no color affixed to that.
Okay, Mike, let me stop you a second, Michael. How did we get to this point then where everything is color-coded? And we see the division between the black church and the white church. And I was listening to Pastor Manning, actually, on the way over here today, and he was talking about the fact that African-Americans, I hate to use that word. See, we white guys, we don't even know what word to use, Michael. We don't even know
How about not using any?
Okay, that'd be a start, wouldn't it? We don't even understand how to relate to our black brothers and sisters. And I heard Pastor Manning say on the way over here, and I yelled amen and pounded on my radio. He said most black Christians are more black than they are Christian. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Well, actually, he was quoting me, and absolutely, I agree with it. The problem with white people is that they're too cowardly. They're too political correctness has been inculcated into them, and you have an element of blackness that is a bully. I mean, you've got two groups of people based purely on color that have had erroneous information inculcated into them, and this information is in opposition one against the other. You have those that have an abundance of melanin in their skin who see everything through a black matrix. It's because I'm black, the black man this, the black man that, and ultimately deny it, no matter how much it's denied, black people see themselves as victims. The overwhelming majority, and I would go so far as to say probably 99.5% of blacks see themselves as a victim on some level, either in the present or historically, and that victimhood mentality flows over into the prism that they view things through today.
So, Michael,
white people, on the other hand, want out of some simple, silly, and I will say salacious desire to show that they want to be friends and to show that they're well-meaning and to show this, that, and the other, fall into this mantra of color-coded, race-based assignations, not realizing that they're not being polite. They're not being kind. They're not being gratuitous. They're being foolish, and they are contributing to the divide and deconstruction of the freedom and equality that America was founded on. Until we become Americans, sans color, S-A-N-S color, sans means without. Until we become Americans sans color, we will have this divide.
But Michael, now,
let me quickly finish my thought.
You got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
For the people that are now jumping up and down saying this man's crazy, or as Richard Pryor said, this nigger's crazy, the idea that what I'm saying isn't true and is wrong loses its venom when we look at Brazil. I know people in Brazil. I dated a young lady from Brazil who, if you looked at her and she said nothing to you, if she did not speak, you would think she was either Polish or German, which, not for nothing, her father was Polish and her mother was German. But she was a Brazilian, and you were her parents moved to Brazil. I'm sorry, her grandparents moved to Brazil. They became Brazilians. They did not go by German, Polish, Brazilian. They were Brazilians. I know people. I saw a woman who is Japanese, and she said, "I'm not Japanese. I'm Brazilian." I know people that appear to be. They own restaurants that I go to in New Jersey and New York. They own fabulous restaurants. You look at them, you would think they were Korean. They will tell you they are not Korean. They are Brazilian. My point is this: America has bought into we must celebrate our differences, which has led us to where we are. I apologize for being long-winded.
No, Michael, one of the points I wanted to make, I'm looking, we got about a minute and a half, to maybe we'll make this on the other side of the break. I know you well enough, Michael, to know your heart. You are in fact, an ordained minister, and you're not just some guy, even though you have the daily rant, you're not just some guy who does some ranting. By the way, folks, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Mark Harrington Day today, and my guest is Michael Massey of the Daily Rant. Michael, the point I was trying to interrupt you to make is, and we may have to do this on the other side, is this attitude of victimhood has deeply rooted itself within the black church and within the black community. And,
well, therein, Dave, you just said it again. You just did it again. The black church. Where is this black church? Give me an address. Give me a zip code.
Yeah.
Show me the black community. If I want to find number one Happy Street in the black community, give me a zip code. Show it to me on a map. Our language. We have been taught to be segregated in our language without thinking. Without thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the destruction that Lenin and Du Bois saw in 1917 moving forward. That's what Bayard Rustin was able to put forth when he helped found the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1945, 1947. These are the things that the general population do not understand, but those that are about destroying our nation, destroying our civility, and removing God from our lexicon and our country, understand that they need to keep people at odds.
We got to go to break, Mike.
Remove God, because no God, no Christ, no salvation.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for my friend Mark Harrington, and I have to once again let everybody out there know how much I love Mark. And we've partnered together doing a lot of ministry work over the last decade or so. And when Mark called me and said, hey, Coach, can you cover for me here for the next couple weekends? I said, sure, Mark. What is there anything I shouldn't say? And he said, oh, no. Just be you. Just be you, Coach. So I thank Mark for having the courage to let me just be me. And then I bring on this black guy from where are you? Philadelphia, Mike, wherever you are out there.
You know what? You know, Coach. I don't make me come to Ohio and choke you.
Yeah.
I am not from Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There are more places in Pennsylvania than Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. I mean, I live in Orlando, Florida. I happen to presently be in Pennsylvania, but I'm not from Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, I think you are racist for saying.
Yeah, you're a carpetbagger, buddy. Anyway, Mike, we only got about 9 minutes, and then we're going to have a second half of this next week. Folks, listen, I'm telling you, some of you out there ought to be calling somebody. Say, turn on WRFD. They got this crazy guy on that radio station. But Michael, I really, again, folks, Michael-Massey, MYCHAL-Massey, MASSIE.com. He writes the Daily Ranch. You can catch it at WorldNet Daily, a lot of different sites around, but WorldNet Daily, I know, carries Michael's Daily Rant.
And I'm actually in newspapers in Ohio.
Oh, I didn't know that. Learned something. But Mike, listen, you are such a rare voice. And here's I probably shouldn't say it this way, but I'm going to say it this way because this is just the way I am. This is pretty much a white voice radio station. Does that make sense to you, Mike? The marketing, well, there aren't very many black voices on WRFD, and that's not for any other reason other than it's just the way that it is. But to hear a guy like you come on and begin to speak the way that you speak, Michael, I believe that the greatest division that is keeping America from moving forward is the division of white America and black America, more specifically, Michael, the white church and the black church. Speak towards that.
I was named one of the 20 top, one of the 20 most powerful and influential black Republicans in America in, 2013 sometime. 2012 maybe. And I said to them, why do I have to be a color to be one of the most influential and powerful Republicans? Why do I have to be a color? Which brings me back to my point. And it was at that point, I should say, that I determined that I would never, ever again accept any award or any recognition that had a prefix of color before my name. You either accept me as an American, a male, a Christian, a lunatic, if you will, but I will not accept anything based on color of skin, because that is divisive. And what we come back to, where did God say there was a color-coded church? Show me in Scripture. Start at Genesis and show me to Revelation. Well, where God said there's a color-coded church.
Paul said just the opposite, Mike. Paul said just the opposite, right?
Exactly. But we've come to this mentality, Dave, that people have so this whole thing is so pervasive, so insidious, that people do not understand. And it's as anything. Machiavelli said, when you dine with the devil, make sure you use a long-handled spoon. The idea being, you don't want to get too close because he's going to burn you. But I use that to say this. What people do not understand, and the Marxists, the neo-Leninists, which is the assignation I've I've created the neo-Leninist, which is a hybrid of Marxism, communism, socialism, and Alinskyism. These people understand fully when we use color-specific and color-coded language. They smile because they know what we're saying. It's like people saying, well, in the gay community. Well, first of all, where is a gay community unless it's Disney World or something where people are happy and upbeat, serendipitous all day long? But they've taken this word, they use it instead of homosexual, and then they say community. Well, show me the gay community, as they mean homosexual community, show it to me on a map.
Mm-hmm.
But we, instead of understanding language, we immediately buy into the bastardization of our language, which allows and enables those elements that are of Satan to usurp authority and grow. And they do it without help. I will never use the word gay in reference to a homosexual. They're a homosexual. And depending on the time of day and how I feel, I'll tell them they're a homosexual on the way to hell if they don't change their lifestyle. But the other thing, it's like fetus. I don't care if that's a legitimate medical assignation of a child. When I say fetus, I am taking away from, I am minimizing the quality and life of a real human being. I will not use it. I say child, unborn child. I seldom use the word baby. I say unborn child, because when you say unborn child, that's something that people can see. But if you say a fetus, they don't know what a fetus is. Oh, it's just a lump of tissue. Well, that's like removing a baker's cyst or something. No, we buy into it, and nowhere are people more eagerly buying into this than in Christendom. And my Bible tells me that we're to come out from among them. We're to be separate.
Amen.
And we're going hell-bent to be like them. And then we wonder why we have weak, ineffectual Christians, churches are dying, and why people aren't coming and giving and doing as they did even a generation or two generations ago.
Mike, we only have about 2 minutes to finish this up. It's a tough question to ask just with 2 minutes to go. With what you just said, I know that you're very, very pro-life, Mike. Why the blind eye to abortion in the black community? Black churches in particular, maybe? I know I'm using those words. I know I'm using those words.
I cannot object strenuously enough. it's like salt in a wound. When a people are reduced to their lowest common denominator,
the color, yeah.
When a people are separated from Christ, there is no depth to what they will ascribe to and view as a right and a privilege.
Okay, let me grab this right here, Mike, because we got just about a minute and a half. We're going to do a second part of this next week. You'll be able to hear it. I want to help you understand what Mike just said, because I'm not sure that might have gone over your head. The lowest common denominator, the most demeaning thing that you can ever do about a human being, is identify them merely by the color of their skin. That's the point that Michael is making. Not the Michael Massey. You wouldn't identify him as this great author and the guy who writes the Daily Rant, but you'd say, hey, you know that black guy or that white guy. And Michael would say, and I would agree with him, and it's something that we are so programmed with, we have got to get beyond this lowest common denominator when we talk about anybody, black, white, red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Here's what we're going to do, folks. That's all we have time for here this afternoon. But we're going to be back next week with the second part of this interview. And next week, we're really going to dig into it with Michael Massey. We're going to talk about Ferguson, Missouri. What's really going on there? The Reverend Al Sharpton. Does he really speak for all of Black America, as Mike said? What does that even mean? And what is it that we as individual Christians, whether we be Black, whether we be white, whether we be yellow, what is it that we can do to break down this racial divide? This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Thanks again to Mark Harrington for allowing me to sit in. Tune in next week for the second half of this riveting interview with Michael Massey in regards to Black and white in Christianity. God bless you. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.